This is Jordan Sekulow in Washington, D.C. Late last night, early this morning, depending on where you are in the country, Gilad Shalit, IDF soldier, was kidnapped at 19 by Hamas across the border, held in captivity for 5 years, one video the whole time released of him, no Red Cross access, which violated international law, is now back in Israel. And Ambassador Ido Aroni, who is the Consul General of Israel in New York, is joining us today on Jay Sekulow Live.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Well, I won't back down. Now, we don't take any options off the table in terms of how we operate with Iran.
You
can stand me up
at the gates of hell. You know, the real story here, I think, is a human one. And that is a man with a wife and children is willing to say, I'm going to be executed because I prefer being faithful to what I believe than giving in to this regime.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You know, we're going to do something interesting today, folks, because as many of you, depending on where you are listening in the country, may have been watching last night and early this morning the release, finally, of Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit. Gilad Shalit, of course, if you've been to Israel, you know how important he has been. He was kidnapped by Hamas when he was only 19 years old. He's now a first sergeant in the IDF. He's held in captivity for more than 5 years, and now 25 years old. Finally is free. You know, during this captivity, he was in a secret location in the Gaza Strip, not allowed access by the Red Cross. Hamas senior leaders said they didn't even know where he was. And Israelis, you know, this was a burden on their heart all the time, not because it's not a nation of warriors where they lose the young people on the battlefield and people are killed. In fact, two of his colleagues were killed on this raid when they kidnapped him. But because they knew he was alive, they knew he was in that captivity setting under the control of Hamas, and it was a very tough decision that had to be made, this 1,000-person prisoner swap, which is, if you've been following the news this morning, is still causing quite the controversy. So to talk further about this, because I think you really, to fully grasp this, and I've tweeted it out, a piece my dad wrote, actually, about why this is worth it for Israel, why saving one Jewish life, and this is kind of came from a Jewish sage, a Jewish rabbi. Saving one Jewish life as a Jew is like saving the world. And a lot of this, you know, too, arises out of why Israel exists, arising out of the ashes of the Holocaust, all these issues. We've actually got on joining us live in the next segment of the broadcast, Ambassador Ido Aroni from the Israel Consulate in New York. He is the Consul General there, so we will be talking to him about what this means for the State of Israel. I just tweeted out, too, because Jerusalem Post has got a full page dedicated to Gilad Shalit on their website, so you can see all the photos of, you know, there's only one video released when he's in captivity, then when he got into Egypt late last night, then back into Israel, and then back into his uniform and reunited with his family. There's really this one photo where he's, you know, on the phone with his family for the first time in 5 years. Remember, he was kidnapped when he was 19 years old. So you think about that story, I think it ties directly into Pastor Nader Khani. We're very close to 200,000. As I said, I wasn't going to do it today. If we hit it, we have not yet hit 200,000, so I need to hear from more of you, because you do stand up for people. When you know they're alive, when you know they have been wronged, you keep fighting for their life and for their survival. And what we're asking for with Pastor Nader Khani is a return to his family as well. 877-989-2255. Please call now and stand with Pastor Nader Khani as we await the decision from Ayatollah Khomeini on his fate. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Again, 877-989-2255. And because of the breaking news last night, I mean, I was on the Curtis Sliwa show out of AM 970, The Apple, which we have a sister station with in New York as well, discussing this at 6:45 a.m. when it was breaking, and on television, some of the international news networks. We've got Ambassador Ido Aroni from the Consul General in New York coming up next on Jay Sekulow Live. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
Thank you.
It is a case that literally involves life and death. We're talking about the promised execution of a Christian pastor in Iran. His only crime? He embraced Christianity, and for that has been sentenced to death by the Muslim-controlled government of Iran. The ACLJ has mounted an aggressive international effort to save his life. We've contacted members of Congress, international leaders, and the news media, working to put pressure on the Iranian government to stop this planned execution that could occur at any time. Now, the ACLJ is calling on Secretary of State Clinton to get involved, to stand up for this Christian pastor, to call on Iran to spare his life. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com.
Now 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We're about to be joined by Ambassador Ido Aroni, who's the Consul General for the Israeli Consulate in New York, talking about this Gilad Shalit news. I wanted you to hear this from the perspective of an Israeli government official, because I think that's so important. When you're talking about these issues, because we look at it, we say, wait, and my dad wrote a piece on this, why do you negotiate with terrorists? And I think you have to understand Israel's position. I mean, this is the neighbors, Hamas, the West Bank, Hamas controlling Gaza Strip, the Palestinian Authority controlling the West Bank, and this is not as uncommon in Israel's history with these prisoner swaps to get some of their own soldiers back. Now, usually it is these lopsided numbers. And once it was just for, it ended up being bodies that Hezbollah returned. But we're going to be talking to Ambassador Ido Aroni in just a few moments. He is, again, the Consul General in New York. Folks, I think this story is compelling because it shows how important human life is to the state of Israel and the people of Israel, and to save a life of one of their own citizens in a very different kind of thing than we're used to in the United States. But, folks, again, I think it ties right into what's also happening with Pastor Nader Khani, and that's why I hope you'll call now and stand with him. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, because that's what it's about. It's about continuing the fight to save a life, and you work on it, and sometimes it takes days, sometimes it takes months. And in Gilad Shalit's case, 5 years in captivity, only one video ever released, no Red Cross access allowed by Hamas. You know, he was, again, kidnapped across from the Israeli side of the border with the Gaza Strip, and at 19 years old. And this goes back to 2006. So we're talking this is before the 2008 Gaza War. He was in Gaza in this captivity during that period. I mean, this is a very tough time period. So I wanted to bring on someone, an Israeli official, to talk about it. We'll be doing that in just a few moments. Let me return to Pastor Youssef Nader Khani, who, again, his life hangs in the balance. The Ayatollah is yet to make a decision on his fate. And I need you to call now at 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. 2255 or go to aclj.org. Why? We're making our way. We're so close to 200,000. I told you we would push if we didn't hit 200,000, but we're close. I know many of you called yesterday and weren't able to get through. So 877-989-2255. We are honored to have Ambassador Ido Aharoni, who is the Consul General for the Israel Consulate in New York, joining us now live. Ambassador, thanks so much for being with us today on the show.
Thank you for having me, Jordan.
Let me just ask you what this means. I was up all night, as I'm sure many Israelis were across the world, watching the news coverage of Gilad Shalit finally getting out of the Gaza Strip into Egypt, and then in Israel, the photos that were coming out, then the ceremony, putting his uniform back on. Just to tell people what this means to the state of Israel, to the people of Israel.
Well, you know, this is a very difficult day for all of us. On the one hand, we're all happy to see Gilad back home, and thank God he's safe and healthy, and he seems to be okay. He spent over 1,900 days in captivity, and the last 2.5 years with no communications with his family, with not even one shred of evidence as to his well-being was provided to us. So that's a reason for all of us to be happy at the same time. There's a great deal of concern. We released nearly 500 prisoners today, and most of them are terrorists with, as we say in Hebrew, blood on their hands. They're responsible for the death and the suffering and the agony of thousands of Israeli households, and 550 more prisoners are set to be released within 2 months' time as part of that deal. So it's a mixture of joy and happiness with concern and relief. It's a very difficult day for all of us.
So the issue that I think comes up, Ambassador, and again, folks, just so you know that we're talking to Ambassador Ido Aharoni from, he's the Consul General for the Consulate in New York for the State of Israel, is that in the West we're kind of told, you know, we never negotiate with terrorists. But I do think that Israel is in a very unique position because on the one hand, these are neighbors also. I mean, this is the Gaza Strip, which is now controlled by a recognized terrorist organization, Hamas. The Palestinian Authority in the West Bank, who had their own ties to the PLO and terrorist organizations. These incidents involving Hezbollah, which basically controls half of Lebanon on the northern border with these prisoner exchanges. How worrisome is it when these individuals are released, these 1,000 Palestinians? Is it a point where you believe that it puts Israel at more risk, or because this is something that Israel has had to deal with for since its existence, that you're more confident to be able to follow and watch where these people end up and if they return to terror?
Well, you know, you're referring to the question of the price that we paid for the release of Gilad Shalit, who, by the way, became, you know, in the last 5 years, the son not only of the Shalit family, but also of the entire nation.
Yes.
And Israel, since its very inception, always was and still is a nation in uniform. In other words, the entire nation is recruited to this effort of self-defense, to defend Israel and to protect one another. And it's in this context that that we have to understand this deal. It's not that that it becomes easier for us. By the way, it's not the first time that Israel released so many people. In 1989, we released 1,500 people for 3 Israeli abducted soldiers. So it's not the first time that we experienced such magnitude and such scope when it comes to those negotiations. But the most important thing is, since Israel is a nation in uniform, it is extremely important for us to convey to every parent, every mother, every father of a teenager in Israel who's soon going to be a soldier. I myself have a child in the military right now. Thank God I had my oldest is already out of the military. So every parent needs to know that Israeli government will do its utmost, everything within its power, to make sure that if there is a chance to bring them back home safe, we will do our very best to make that happen. I think this is really the overarching message above this entire endeavor.
You know, it's interesting, Ambassador, because being in Israel a number of times, having friends in the IDF and a lot of colleagues who are former Israeli officials, even part of our organization, have said, you know, what you're saying, I just want to tell this is exactly true. This is someone who, when you talk to folks in Israel, one of their greatest concerns was Gilad Shalit and his safety and how, you know, how are we going to be able to get him out, knowing that he's alive, his lack of access to the you know, International Red Cross. I mean, basically, an entire violation by Hamas of international law. And I think, not to use it as a political talking point, but it is such a contrast between Israel and its neighbors on not only were the Palestinian prisoners that were released, there may have been more prisoners than one, but they were prisoners. They were in a jail. They had a legal process. They had access to the Red Cross had access to them, even medical checks before they were released back into the Palestinian territories or the other countries that were accepting some of them. Gilad Shalit never had any of that. He didn't get the medical check until he crossed over into the Egyptian border. He never, you know, there was one contact with an actual video and some audio. And that, I believe, Ambassador, as we're kind of closing this one out and only got about a minute and a half left, is a key contrast between how Israel values life and its neighbors and its own people versus some of its neighbors, especially Hamas.
It's true, and I have to tell you that you mentioned the point of the role of the concept of life. And, you know, we say l'chaim, to life, is really a basic blessing in Jewish life and also in Jewish culture. Now, when your enemy is operating based on the same principle, everything that we do is meant to preserve life, then you can say war is ugly, you can say war is deadly, but both sides are operating based on the same working assumption. But here, about 20, 25 years ago, we started to encounter a new breed of enemy, an enemy that doesn't value life. That's a whole different ballgame. And this has been our biggest problem. This is why we say time and again that we are now, especially following 9/11, we are now in the process of rewriting the book of how you fight terrorism effectively. And today we have to realize that our enemy does not value life.
Folks, again, Ambassador Ido Aroni is the Consul General for the Israeli Consulate in New York. Ambassador, thank you again for shedding light on this, such an important day for the state of Israel and for all freedom-loving people. Again, thank you, Ambassador, for being on with us today.
Thank you so much.
All right, folks, 877-989-2255. You want to talk to me on air? 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com.
It is a case that literally involves life and death. We're talking about the promised execution of a Christian pastor in Iran. His only crime? He embraced Christianity, and for that has been sentenced to death by the Muslim-controlled government of Iran. The ACLJ has mounted an aggressive international effort to save his life. We've contacted members of Congress, international leaders, and the news media, working to put pressure on the Iranian government to stop this planned execution that could occur at any time. Now, the ACLJ is calling on Secretary of State Clinton to get involved, to stand up for this Christian pastor, to call on Iran to spare his life. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org.
Breaking news last night, early this morning. I was up all night really watching the covers and then doing some radio interviews this morning on it because it is something we had to explain. We started explaining earlier in the week. You know, we've got our ACLJ office in Jerusalem, so we employ, our staff includes Israelis, which are, as the ambassador who was on with us, Ido Aroni, who's the consul general for the Israeli consulate in New York, was explained that Israel is a nation of of people that are serving uniform, soldiers, and so with, our former, our staff there as well, they still serve, they still perform duties for the military, and a lot of times, almost your entire life, you can do that as a reservist, you can make it your full career, but it's always part of who you are, an Israeli, and why the Gilad Shalit story is so important to the Israeli people, that he became really the son and grandson to the Israeli people and brother, and that is very accurate if you've been to Israel over the last few years when that issue comes up of how meaningful and how important his safety and eventual return was to the Jewish state of Israel. And I think the contrast between nations and peoples who love life and those who do not. And I think the fact that, again, no Red Cross access, held 5 years, kidnapped at 19, violating international law, and it took 1,000 released prisoners to get him back to his home and to his family. And, folks, I thought we had to, even though we're still talking about Pastor Nader Khani, focus in on that today and explain it to you, I think, from our perspective, about why we do believe Israel did the right thing when it comes to Gilad Shalit and this prisoner transfer. Now, let me tell you this, folks. So we are still working very hard for Pastor Youssef Nader Khani. You know that when we start working on something, we don't give up and we don't stop talking about it until we've got a significant information that leads to a better conclusion. And right now, we know this is still sitting out there, and the Ayatollah is yet to make a decision on the fate of Pastor Youssef Nader Khani. We're very close to 200,000 our petition. I need you to stand with us today. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And I think, with this news of Gilad Shalit being released, the day celebrating life in Israel, it is a time where we should be standing up for those who are held. And I think Youssef Nader Khani, it's the same kind of situation. He's basically held, it's geopolitically different. He's Iranian, he's being held by Iranians. But he's being held, the kind of due process hanging out there and these referrals and not a lot of access to anyone, and all because of his faith. I think it's a day where you need to be standing up for him as well, and you call and join our petition, which tomorrow I'm almost now certain you will not have an opportunity to do, so we've got to move on to talk about some domestic issues that we're working on, specifically Obamacare at the Supreme Court. So call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Now, my dad was on Sean Hannity's program yesterday, discussing this Occupy Wall Street. I want to play a preview of that for you right now.
Sekulow is with us for the American Center for Law and Justice. Tamara Holder's back with us, a lawyer from Chicago and a big lib. And thank you both for being here.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
You hear the anti-Semitism. You hear the divide. You hear rich versus poor. 50% of the country doesn't pay taxes. Later on, we've got Pat Buchanan. He wrote a really controversial new book, and it's entitled Suicide of a Superpower: Will America Survive to 2025? And I'm like, and just the title makes you question, can America survive when it's so divided, Jay?
Well, and when you look at the whole group that's out there protesting, unlike every other major social protest movement in our history, when there's been a cohesive theme, whether it was the civil rights protest, whether it's going back to the suffragettes and the request and demand for women's right to vote, whether it was an anti-war movement, and of course the pro-life movement, where you've had acts of civil disobedience in all of these, you had a coherent message. There's no coherent message here except anarchy, anti-Semitism. Pro-Palestinian is now seems to be the cause of the day for these groups on the far left. And they throw in some tax information, too. So this isn't a social protest movement. This is chaotic. And that doesn't mean they don't have First Amendment rights. They do. But you don't have the right to block businesses. I represented people that have engaged in civil disobedience, and there's a price to pay for this. But listen to what's coming out of their mouth, and you realize this is not your typical social protest movement. This is basically anarchy on the left, and I think it's embarrassing the left, frankly, at this point.
Tamara?
I couldn't disagree more. This is the reason why there's no message, is because people are upset for many, many reasons. They're upset because of access to capital. What has happened in America is there has been a redlining.
Again, if you listen to the Jordan Sekulow show today, I'm going to play this whole interview because it gets heated, and it is another important discussion to have on the First Amendment. I started last week doing some interviews on this with what are the First Amendment rights of these protesters, and what about the laws on the books, and can you restrict freedom of speech, and what is the right way, the neutral time, place, and manner restrictions. And when you have mayors that are endorsing violations of laws, which are constitutional, like, for instance, you can't without a permit just march down the street in Washington, D.C. with 200,000 people. You know, if the March for Life can't occur without permits, if they didn't have permits, they would be arrested. Now, some people know that. They engage in what my dad was talking about, civil disobedience. We've represented plenty of those pro-life protesters who know that they are violating the law, know that they will be arrested. They may want to challenge the law's constitutionality in court, but they know that they will be arrested. In this case, people are being told that you're not going to be, that you can just basically, you can set up your tents in the public park. This is happening in Portland, and the mayor's not going to enforce the law. So an interesting discussion, and we'll have it on the Jordan Sekulow show in full today on the broadcast. And again, if you missed the interview with Ambassador Ido Aroni, who is the consul general for New York, for Israel's consulate in New York, talking about the significance of Gilad Shalit in his release earlier this morning, U.S. time, and what it means to the people of Israel, why you would make a prisoner swap like this, make sure to go back and listen to the show on ACLJ.org. And, you know, I actually may play it, that interview that I did in my show tomorrow, for those of you who aren't able to access the Internet to listen to the shows, so that you hear that, because I think it's the most, it's the best explanation of why Israel made this kind of decision. And folks, I think a time when you think about celebrating life and celebrating these contrasts between those who celebrate life and those who celebrate death, is it time to stand with Pastor Youssef Nadarkhani as well. Tomorrow there will not be another opportunity to join the petition that's going to Secretary of State Clinton. We may have to come back to this at different matters. We're still awaiting the Ayatollah's decision, but we've got to completely close the door on that petition, and we're very close to 200,000. I hope you will call right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Signing a petition to stand with Pastor Youssef Nadarkhani, asking Secretary of State Clinton, as those 89 bipartisan members of Congress did, to get involved here and use what's now happening in Iran. You know, their nuclear program is in the news today and all of the troubles they're having at the United Nations. This is the opportunity for our Secretary of State to really do something. And for a pastor whose fate will be decided by Ayatollah Khomeini, and we're in that 20-day countdown period, which started late last week. So, we believe the decision on his fate from the Ayatollah will be coming soon. But this is your last opportunity to join this petition. If we do any other public action, if we need your names on a petition or a document, it'll be different. It won't be the one of the Secretary of State Clinton. Call now if you want to join. This is it, folks. 877-989-2255. You won't have another opportunity. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.